been driving. Oh, I've been wasting all my gas all night. Haven't crashed yet, but I just keep on looking to the right. There's no one there, but I see your hair in an elastic band. You're falling asleep, loose curls breaking, and I dry my hands.
Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And if it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place. Right now I'm being joined by a great musician, a performer, and singer-songwriter, Kat Ridgway. And Kat, it's great that you could join me today and tell us all about your music. And we know that you're going to be releasing a new album soon, and we'll talk about that and some of the songs that we're premiering here. So first of all, Kat, tell us a little bit about how you got your start into music. We understand that you're relatively young, at least compared to me, or you know, still going to college, still kind of getting through life there. But tell us a little bit about how you got your start into music, or where your love and passion for music comes from.
Sure, yeah. I grew up in a pretty musical household. My brother actually learned how to play guitar when he was in third grade, and I was in kindergarten at the time. Naturally, I wanted to be as cool as he was, so I told my parents, well, hey, I want to learn guitar too. And I ended up not being able to stick with that at such a young age because my hands were too small to actually play a guitar, and I just jumped around from instrument to instrument and found myself eventually gravitating to guitar again around fifth grade. And when you don't know how to play too much stuff, you end up writing because you just make stuff up. And so I kind of fell into writing a lot from a pretty young age, and it's just kind of spawned out from that. And since then, I've been playing around as much as I can, and it's just kind of grown over time, which has been really cool.
Oh, so as we mentioned, Kat, that you're in college. So tell us a little bit about that. You're right. Where do you go then?
I'm at UCF.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And so you involved in any music programs there? Or?
Actually, not really. I'm part of... There's kind of a new record label thing that they have called Joust Records on campus, and I'm part of a group of kids who's just kind of interested in it, and they've been kind of putting on a couple events in here and there on campus, but haven't done too much as far as that goes. But I have done a couple of singer-songwriter things and performances over at school just by people who knew me or people who just knew people who knew me, and I kind of got ushered in to play music for some of these events, like Tent City, which is kind of like our quote-unquote Woodstocky event at UCF, where a bunch of clubs will come and set tents up at our arboretum, which is like our little woody area, and people come and kind of camp out for a couple days and listen to people play on campus, and it's really cool.
Oh, well, yeah, that's great there, Kat. So let's talk a little bit about the songwriting. You said you started at a young age. So I guess what, you know, our audience and myself are wondering is, as you've grown, then obviously subjects might have started out with, I don't know, Barbie dolls to liking boys to maturing. So, I mean, your music has kind of evolved through the years or?
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny you say that because that's something I noticed myself. As we recorded this last record, the first thing I ever put out, I recorded when I was in eighth grade, which is pretty crazy. And that song, Parachute, was about a painting, and I just kind of wrote about this painting, came up with a story about it. And as I got a little bit older, I started focusing more on interactions with people in my own life, and On a Windy Day, which is the record that I put out previously, was more just me being introspective and talking about myself a lot. And after the record was done and I played the songs off of it a bit, I wanted to get away from myself because I feel like that gives you a really good chance to connect with people when people know you. But at the same time, I wanted to get into broader ideas and create fictional things that maybe people could tap into even easier because it's not such a specific story to myself. So this record was focused on a lot of imagination, and a couple of the songs stood out in particular writing-wise for me. Aspen, I've never been to Aspen, but I wrote about this place, and this whole song's spilled out of that idea, and I think it kind of came from Dumb and Dumber, because Aspen. But Passenger Seat was also another song, and that started off in my head as just two fictional characters driving in their cars, and they never really meet each other. And I wanted to, it ended up being a duet because it was, you know, these two characters that I had kind of conjured. And then another song that was interesting to me is Wake Up the Night, which was not about anything, actually. It was just stream of consciousness lyrics, just stuff that sounded cool and words that we thought had a nice cadence. And I think that's just really interesting because I've never written like that before. And it really gave me a new perspective on the writing process.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah. So the album here that we're talking about is The Passenger Seat. And now that we're mentioning that this will be coming out. So you're putting on the finishing touches now, or is it just completely finished? Or
we just wrapped up the mastering phase, and we're moving on to pressing physical copies probably by the end of the month. So I'm really excited. We're moving pretty quickly, actually, now. Mastering took a while, though, because we were mixing and mastering from Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, to Orlando, Florida, over emails and phone calls. So it took a little bit.
So, Kat, now I want to ask you, when you're recording an album like this, you know, people do it a lot of different ways. I mean, are you the kind of person that wants to do it where you do it, I'm going to record this song 10 times, or I'm going to do this track 10 times, and then that's it? Or is it a situation where, like, I'm at the fourth one, that's it, I don't want to mess with it? Or after the 10th, you're saying the first was good?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This project had a totally different life about it than the last project did, because I was up in Nashville and we only had a really short period of time where everything had to be done in 9 days, and that was it. So we had to get done as soon as we could to make sure that everything was packed into those few days. So yeah, these were just one shot as far as versions go. I mean, I definitely take my time with doing a bunch of different performance takes when we're recording, such as vocals. You know, I'll sing stuff quite a few times until I'm really satisfied that I've gotten a good, solid performance captured. But as far as the versions of the songs, these are the one and only versions of these songs that have been recorded so far.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, we look forward to listening to them. So how many songs are actually on this album? I know our audience is listening to three, but you've got like 8 or 10? Or
it's actually just 7. It's an EP. Usually I would have put out, you know, a full length, but this project just kind of happened. I fell into it, and these were the songs that I had and the songs that I felt the most proud of and that I felt were most ready to enter the world. So it's just 7, but I'm very pleased with the 7.
Yeah, sounds great. So it sounds like, Kat, that you had a lot of other songs, but you kind of like cut them down, like you said, that these were the 7 that were ready, that they were time then, but there was others out there then.
Yeah. I had a couple other ones that were B-sides that we ended up cutting, and it's funny because one of them we never ended up recording, called Fire, was actually going to take place of the song Aspen, and Aspen has actually turned into kind of a crowd favorite whenever I'm playing live, which is kind of funny for me to see because it almost didn't make the record. But yeah, I had a bunch of song ideas, you know, just hundreds of snippets and stuff like that, things I could have finished, but these 7 were the ones that were totally done, or at least close enough that we felt comfortable committing to them before I came up to record.
Oh, okay. And speaking about done, you know, where you're talking about that these were close enough to record and you finished them. But I mean, as far as knowing when a song is done, is there a certain time when you just feel like in the songwriting process is that's done, or in that particular case, these need to be done so they're done, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, my process of writing has kind of changed along the years, where I used to sit down and try to finish a song front to end, and Drift, which is the third song, I'm not playing that today, but when the record comes out, it's the third song on the EP. That actually started off as two totally separate songs that kind of got mashed together, and it ended up being really, really cool. But you know, there comes a point, I think, where you just feel the emotion that I was trying to convey has been fully captured, or the idea that I wanted to express has been fully captured, and or, you know, the parts melodically all fit together if you have as many sections as you want, and that it flows well and it feels like it should end. That's kind of how you know it's ready to go. I feel like it's just kind of an artistic instinct, because the song Closed Blinds too started off just an acoustic thing, and I tried to write a bridge for it multiple times and it just didn't work, and we ended up just ending the song with this huge instrumental string thing happening at the end. Really, really great, but I didn't see that coming when I was sitting on my bed writing it at 1 a.m., you know?
Oh, okay, Kat, that sounds fantastic. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. My guest today is a great musician, performer, singer, songwriter, Kat Ridgway. You are listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Cowie, Florida. And stay with us for our next segment.